Hi guys, this is the third episode of the Reading of Love, the Real Word of God. Hopefully you're able to listen to the first two. And this one is The Divinity of a Child, verse 1 through 50. It must first be acknowledged in regards to humans, children are the most divinely connected beings on this earth. We all come to earth to live this human experience, and we must begin as a newborn. Our well-being is placed in the hands of those already existent here. The families we are born into are part of our mission. We come here with a purpose. One of those purposes is to break all cycles of the family you have chosen to be born into. One child will stand out. There is always one person that is different from the rest of the family, different in ideals, looks, thoughts, and perception of life. The person that is different from the rest of the family is the one meant to break the repeated cycles of said family. The person that is different from the rest of the family is the one that possesses the strength and courage to step away from the conditioning placed upon us as human beings to be an example of the truth of who we are here to be, free. The person that is different from the rest of the family is a divine messenger here to deliver truths to the human race. The person that is different from the rest of the family is one that seems to live through the hardest experiences in life while not really ever complaining about life. The person that is different is a soul who has made an agreement to live through these hardships in order to learn the lessons necessary in learning love for self. The person that is different will bring the energy of God to earth when love for self is found. There is a reason one will experience a harder life than others. It is not because they are deserving of it. It is because they are being suppressed by the energy opposite of God, with the goal of keeping them from remembering their power and serving their purpose. The energy opposite of God is the energy that has controlled the earth since the beginning of the creation of the human race. As soon as we are born, division is placed upon us, while division is not natural to our creation. We were all created with the same energy, that is love. We were created with different genders, not to be divided, but simply for the purpose of procreation of the human race. The energy opposite of creation, opposite of love, opposite of God, is the energy currently in control of planet Earth and the human race. This is why generation after generation has been conditioned into accepting being manipulatively controlled without realizing it's a control and it's a lie. When we are born, we were defined by a gender, color, race, religion, nationality, culture, social status, economic status, political status, and bloodline. The energy in control of the human race took it a step further and also defined us at birth as a number, as a part of a corporation, part of a system that we can never really escape physically. We are then raised by the standards and expectations of those raising us, who were also conditioned by those raising them, so on and so forth, thus repeating a cycle. We come here with our own individuality, our own creativity, and a path already planned for our life. We are born on a certain day, at a certain time, in a certain location for very specific reasons. The alignment of all inhabitants of the sky at the time of our birth tells a story of who we are here to be. Your entry into this world is divine timing. All planets, including sun and moon, played a role in your arrival and in the energy you possess here on Earth. Children before the age of 6 know the truth of this life on Earth because they still remember who they are and where they come from. At the same time, the subconscious of the human mind is formed in children until the age of 6. While children remember who they are, they are also being told to be something different. This is where the first layers of conditioning are placed upon us. This is where the beginning of our confusion begins. The way the human mind works is, it is guided by the subconscious for the entirety of its existence. The subconscious is formed between birth and the age of 6. Therefore, the decisions of every individual made through their life are based upon what was taught, spoken, and energetically communicated to them until the age of 6. When we are children, because we are born into an already established family, we are taught who to be in order to fit into that family and its functions. Children are not usually allowed to be themselves, but rather reprimanded for not following the rules of who they've been told to be. This is the beginning of self-confidence being stripped away. A subconscious lack of self-confidence is one of the roots of most problems in this life. Rules have been created for the human race to follow, because where there are rules, there is room for consequence to be implemented, which naturally creates fear of consequence. Fear is the very energy opposite of love. Fear is the very energy opposite of God. Fear is the very energy opposite of creation. Fear is the very energy of the devil. Fear is the very energy currently in control of planet Earth and the human race. The truth is, when love is the energy of one's foundation, rules are not necessary. When love resides within, for self, naturally, love for all is had. When love resides within, for self, the state of omni in which we exist is understood. When love resides within, for self, respect, peace, freedom, and acceptance of all follows naturally. When love resides within, for oneself, judgment for self has no room to exist. Therefore, judgment of others is energetically impossible. The conditioning placed upon us, starting at birth, is where our lack of faith in who we really are begins. The inability to be who we are meant to be as children transforms into insecurities of expressing who we really are as adults. Parents are not to blame for this occurrence. Every individual only acts as a reflection of how they perceive themselves. The truth is being revealed to us now so that we may step out of the boxes we've been placed in. The box that says, you are this race, you must act this way, you are this religion, you must live this way, your ancestors live this way, you must avenge their names, your culture is this, you must speak and eat this way, etc. All of the above mentioned are boxes that keep us from clarity of who we really are. We are infinite energetic beings inhabiting a human body as a vessel to live this human life on planet Earth. The vessel we are inhabiting is being used as a conduit of energy. The energy we choose to exist at is the energy we are bringing to Earth and is directly affecting the human race as one collective being. There are only two energies to choose between. That is the energy of love, which is the energy of creation, and the energy of fear, which is the energy currently controlling the Earth. Where love resides, fear cannot. Also, where fear resides, genuine divine love cannot. Again, I encourage you to purchase the hard copies of these books, because we may not always have internet access. Go to amazon.com/author/Shauna Starr. That was the reading of Divinity of Children, verse 1 through 56. See y'all later.